Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in all ways. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Manifesting Miracles, the podcast that was created for you to align yourself with your highest and your best self. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and I'm a manifestation master, author, speaker, one-on-one mindset, manifestation, and life coach. And I offer group coaching as well as one-on-one coaching and one-on-one sessions. So each and every time that you tune in to Manifesting Miracles, whether you're listening on the podcast or you're watching on YouTube, I just want you to know that I am so thankful that you're here, that your angels and your guides are so proud of you, because you're stepping into an area that's going to allow you to expand, an energy that's going to allow you to expand, and a vibrational abundance in which you came here to create. You've been off your game, but now it's time to tune in, baby, because your angels and your guides have manifested you into this moment, and they are ready to give you everything you could possibly want and more. So I've been doing this for quite some time, and I have been helping lots and lots of people. Hundreds of thousands of people are tuning in. I've worked with clients all around the world, continue to do so now. And one of the things that I think I find, even within my own self-practice and even allowing myself to manifest more things into my reality, is that when we are manifesting in a higher vibrational self-love starting point, our manifestations come in so fast and so strong and so like, it almost seems like a movie. But if right now you're living in a reality where it's rough. Maybe you're around people who don't really see you. Maybe you're in a relationship that isn't really validating you. Maybe you have grown up with people who didn't really have that ability to teach you how to forgive, teach you how to love, teach you how to connect, teach you how to dream big and believe in yourself. See, manifesting is so much about self-love. And if your life is not the way that you want it to appear right now, then you're going to have to understand that your reality, well, it's your mirror. And if the reality around you does not look and feel and sound like miracles are just coming every single day in every single way, then perhaps it's time for you to evaluate your self-esteem. You see, manifesting takes a lot of confidence. And in order to have confidence, we have to have a lot of self-love. And to have a lot of self-love, we have to have a lot of self-reflection. So many times people will use their education or their history or their family situation. You know, I have kids, I can't do that. I have this, I can't do that. But the fact of the matter is that the more self-love you have, the more your reality is going to reflect the things that you want to manifest. So one of the very first things that I do whenever I start working with somebody is I try to look at not only to see where they're coming from, but to evaluate where you are right now. What does your reality look like? What do your friends look like? What do the people that are in your reality, how do they respond to you? Do you feel like you guys are in the same energy, or do you feel you're in a very different place? Do you feel like, do you right now, if I was to ask you, how do you feel about yourself? If I was to say, how do you feel about where you are in life? What are the things that you like least about yourself? You know, nobody's perfect. I have a wonderful makeup artist who comes in and does my makeup for me before I do anything, because there's a million flaws on my face that I have to cover up and I have to correct. I dislike my jiggly arms. I'm not a fan of my little Buddha belly. But I'm aware of these facts, and I try to work very hard to align myself with the fact that I don't have to be perfect, and that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and that if I can look at those body parts and send them love, they're not going to have that hold of pain, of frustration, of anger. And you see, the reason why this is important is because we all know that manifesting is what? Manifesting is the art of taking something from your thought and creating it in the quantum field so it's a reality. And you become a vibrational match to that energy. When you learn how to align yourself and you learn how to really have a lot of self-love. And this was something that I was never good at. Self-love means evaluating. Do you take time to do things that fill you up? Or are you constantly just criticizing yourself and saying, well, I could have done this better and I didn't do this. I was okay. You know, I was okay. I wasn't great. How did the meeting go? It was fine. You know, how did you do on the thing? Oh, I did okay. See, these are all vibrational essences and how you start to co-collaborate and create things into your reality. If you are not understanding that the things, the vibration, the essence, the energy of you takes all those cells and all that energy and all that thought process and all of those things to create in the quantum, then when you are co-collaborating with Creator, you're doing half the job. So first, it's understanding where are you right now, right? That's the first step. Right now, where are you? How do you really feel about yourself? How do you feel about the people in your life? How do you feel about your reality? How do you feel about everybody that is currently working with you? How do you feel about everybody that you speak to? How do you feel when they look at you in the things and the flaws that you see in yourself? It's important to understand that when you're going to go into the world to go collaborate with your highest self, that you take a very good look and evaluate where you are. And that way you can start bringing in things that have high value to you. What does that mean? Well, self-care. Start with that. Because inherently, we are all selfish, right? And you might say, No, Michelle, I'm a giver. I'm an empath. I'm an incredible person. I'm wonderful. I've never done a selfish thing, not one day in my entire life. Well, I'm going to challenge you on that. You know why? Because anytime that you look at anything, you're looking at it from your own self-view. So if you're looking at it from your own self-view, it is inherently what? Selfish. It's your self-view. So it's your selfish view, self-view. And so I want to take the stigma and I want to introduce removing the stigma that self-care is selfish, that self-care means that you're conceited and you care about yourself only. Well, isn't you asking me to do something that is not for me selfish of you? Absolutely. So you might as well be selfish and have a lot of self-care. And what does that self-care kind of look like? Self-care is going to look like taking nice long showers or baths, spiritual baths with adding essences and energy to it with crystals and candles and soaps and essential oils on specific nights for specific practices. Self-care looks like maybe being a little bit healthier, maybe taking good medical care of yourself, going to the dentist, going to the gym, getting regular checkups. Maybe it means hiring a coach. Maybe it means taking a book and reading a new book. Now, I personally read between 52 to 54 books a year. It just depends. Right now, I'm on track for 51. But when you start to add in creature comforts above just relaxing or going to sleep or running an errand for yourself, like getting your nails done, you know, that's not really necessarily self-care because you kind of have to have those things anyway. I mean, you don't want to walk around looking disheveled, right? Self-care is more about really taking time to say, you know what? I really love when I go to the beach and I sit there and watch the tides roll in and out right before sunrise. And I know that that means that, you know, maybe my husband or my partner or my significant other is going to have to walk the dogs or take care of the kids this morning, but that's okay because self-care means that I'm going to be a better manifester and a better creator. Because if you want to manifest things into your reality, it is essential that you think of yourself in the highest and the most divine abundance. Because when you don't, you're lowering your vibration, you're lowering your expectations, and you're lowering your ability to manifest what you really want. Because you're sitting there and you're in a reality and in a situation that allows you to move in and out of a time zone of your own creation. So in order for you to manifest things into your reality, it starts where you are. When you analyze where you are, then you can evaluate it and you can decide, is everybody around me loving me and supporting me? Or are they making me feel worse? Are they putting a lot of pressure on me? Is it making me lower my vibration and lower my consciousness? Is it making me thinking that I can't have everything that I want? Because if it is, it's time for you to move away from those people. Now, if this is your first time listening to Manifesting Miracles, you know that I ask you to share this YouTube and this podcast with at least 5 people. And I always ask you to go back and listen to another episode and another episode and another episode, because every time you listen to the episode, you will be a vibrationally different person. When I recorded my very first podcast in October of 2022, I was a very different person than I am today in September of 2022. Because energetically, I've shifted, I've grown, I've evolved, I've forgiven myself. I've put a lot of love and attention into me. Why? Because I can't pour from an empty cup. How can I give you something I don't have? If I don't truly believe that I can manifest anything into my reality, then how can I coach you? How can I ask you to sign up for my courses? How can I ask you to book a one-on-one call? You see, being selfish is the most valuable thing that you can do because it requires having a lot of self-love. And when you have a lot of self-love, you can then move into the vibration of, is this where I really want to go? And the answer generally is yes. Yes, this is exactly where I want to go. So then what do you have to do? You have to visualize it. You have to visualize it in such detail and with such depth that you can almost touch it, taste it, and feel it. And when you're visualizing, you can feel yourself resisting, really saying that you're worth this time after time after time. So when you're visualizing, one of the big keys before you start to see it in your mind's eye, and here's my little insider tip, as if you were one of my coaching clients, is to say to myself, the visualization I hold in my mind, I am worthy of, and that is worthy of me. I am worthy of it, and it is worthy of me. I am worthy of this, and this is worthy of me. I'm worthy of this, and this is worthy of me. I'm worthy of this, and this is worthy of me. I'm worthy of this, and this is worthy of me. Because until you really see yourself as worthy of the relationship, the promotion, the opportunity, the child, the whatever it is that you want, the self-love, you won't be a vibrational match to it. And therefore, it's always going to be like just right outside your reach. But when you start to understand that you have to say, I am worthy of this, and then you visualize it, and then you feel it, and you can almost smell it, hear it, touch it, feel it. When you're like that, it's right around the corner. It's really on its way. And I can't say it any other way, but it's right there. Now, the next thing that I'm going to really point out in manifesting more self-love, it's essential after that you have evaluated where you are, started to identify the things that you don't love about your life, so that way you can pour love into it and you can correct it, you can align with it, you can get in a better situation about it, is that you then include some self-care and some self-love, whether that's going to the gym or taking a spiritual bath or hiring a coach or reading some books or joining one of my classes or my workshops that are coming up. Is visualizing it in the energy that you are worth it and that it is worthy of you. It's important for this to go both ways. Not only are you worthy of it, but it is worthy of you. Now, the next modality that I think is so important and so essential is investing in yourself. Now, this is something that a lot of women have a hard time doing. We can't give ourselves permission to spend money on ourselves. It was like somehow ingrained in women that, you know, you have to take care of everybody else before you take care of yourself. And I'm not saying men aren't like this. It's just almost more prevalent in the women that I, the hundreds of thousands of people that have listened to this podcast, that are joining my courses, that are signing up each and every week, that are telling five friends about Manifesting Miracles with Michelle J. Lamont. These people tell me over and over and over again, this is the first time, shockingly, this is the first time I've ever invested in myself. Unbelievable. And all I can say is that the universe is watching you. The universe is looking. Do they invest in themselves? Do they put themselves first? Are they taking care of themselves? Are they loving themselves? Are they putting energy into themselves? Because when you do this, the universe sends it right back. The universe says, yes, and now, and how much, and times three, and look at her go, and look at him go, he, she, they, them. Look at them rise up. Look at them hop, look at them fly high. For every one you invest, the universe is sending you three. I guarantee it, because you're going to do it with love. You're going to do it with self-love. You're going to do it with admiration. You're going to do it with appreciation for yourself. Because it's time for you to live in this highest energetic state. Aren't you sick and tired of not manifesting things into your reality? I mean, at a certain point, you're going to have to understand that you are what's broken in your reality. And there isn't a way to avoid fixing it. You have to have the self-love. One of the things that I started doing when I was going down my self-love journey was standing in front of the mirror completely naked. And I would stand in front of the mirror and I would just look back and I would look at my body and look at my eyes and look at my neck and turn around and look at my beautiful, juicy Colombian booty. And sucia, que sucia, touch my breast, touch my tummy, touch the curves, the stretch marks, the C-section scar, my hips, my thighs, my calves, and my pretty, pretty feet. And tell myself, okay, it's not perfect, but why does it have to be? Why are you judging yourself based on the metabolism you have, the skin color you have, the body shape you have? And when I would stand in the mirror, I would just touch myself and say, like, oh, I love you this, and I love you this, and I love you this, and I love you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Until I can wake up and look at myself in the mirror now, and I can just like, oh, you know, she looking cute. That waist is getting snatched. She's looking fine. She's looking fly. Because if I don't fall in love with Michelle J. Lamont, who is going to fall in love with Michelle J. Lamont? If you don't fall in love with you, who's going to fall in love with you? Right? Because when you start to fall in love with yourself, the universe reciprocates. And then that's when you can do those visualizations and start understanding that you're worthy of the things that you desire. And those things that you desire, they want to find you. They want to align with you. They want to come into your reality. They want to be a part of this process. They want to be a part of your magic. You're magical. You're magical and you're worthy. And investing in yourself, look, family, friends, pets, children, anybody can come and leave. But you're stuck with yourself for the rest of your life. So if you don't start investing in yourself and believing in yourself, the universe is going to do exactly what you're doing. You invest in yourself, the universe is going to invest in you. You believe big things are coming for you, the universe is going to believe big things and help you and align you and guide you to those big things. But when you don't, and when you're in that lower vibrational point of attraction, you are now a vibrational match to everything in your reality. Remember, how do we know how it's going? Look at the reality around you. How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about where you are in life? How do you feel about the people in your life? How do you feel about your opportunities? Can you visualize yourself in those cars, houses, relationships, situations, and really almost feel the handle of the car as you get into your dream car, or see you taking the sign out of the yard because you finally manifested, like me, your dream house? If you've never done something like proclaim something for yourself, I'd like for you to do that now. I want us to proclaim that we're receivers, because so many times when I'm working with clients one-on-one, they've never actually said out loud. They're just like, I want, 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 I want. Well, gimme, 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 gimme. And what does the universe say? Gimme, 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 gimme. Right? It's a boomerang. But when you proclaim what you want and you allow the universe to bring it to you, you will find and you will see that you are open to everything and attached to nothing. Dr. Wayne Dyer is your moda of operations that happens in this reality. So say it with me loud and proud. I want you to proclaim that you're a receiver. I want you to proclaim that you are protected. So I'm going to say, I am my name, and I am the receiver of the things that are worthy of my manifested reality. So just proclaim it with me now. Ready? 3, 2, 1. I am Michelle J. Lamont, and I am the receiver of the things that I want to manifest in my reality. I proclaim that I am the receiver of all of the things that I want to manifest, and I allow the universe to do it however they see fit, because I am attached to nothing and open to everything. I'm attached to nothing and open to everything. I'm attached to nothing and I'm open to everything. I'm attached to nothing and I'm open to everything. And I proclaim it. I proclaim it on the guides. I proclaim it on the angel. I proclaim it on my God. I proclaim it on the universe. I proclaim it on everything that ever has been or ever will be, that I am the creator of my reality, co-creating with God source energy. And in this moment and in this time, I am worthy of receiving the things that I desire most. Good job. I want you to do your own little version of that. And I want you to go back and listen to this episode over and over and over again. I want you to book a session with me. I do 1 hour and 2 hour sessions. I offer coaching, group classes, digital classes. I have speaking. So if you have an event or you're part of a corporation and you need speakers, I'm a professional speaker. But I want you to know that no matter what you do, your journey is about self-love. It's about forgiving yourself and understanding that you're doing a really good job and that everything really is working out for you because you are worthy. 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 And I love you. I really do. And you might think I'm just saying something like that, but I'm not. I definitely needed somebody to tell me I love me lots of times. And I didn't get it. So I want to make sure that I always give. I give love. I give help. I show you how to do this. I know in my heart that everybody is capable of manifesting anything. I've seen people who were ashamed of themselves to the point where they had attempted suicide multiple times. And if you know anybody in that situation, please give them the suicide prevention hotline number. And after you give them that, give them this podcast. I want you to share this podcast and this YouTube with as many people as possible to help raise the vibration of the collective. So when we are all manifesting together, we are going to manifest faster, we are manifest better, and we're going to be bigger and broader than you could ever imagine. So listen, I want you to understand that it's time for you to align yourself with the highest and the best version of yourself. And that means that it's time for you to step in to the highest version that you've ever known. Don't be scared. Pour into yourself. Pour into yourself. Change the reality that you're living in right now by manifesting things that you are worthy of. You're worthy of it. Dream bigger. Ask for more. Align yourself in a bigger reality. Invest in yourself. Visualize what you want, understand where you are, evaluate it, and proclaim that you are a receiver. I am a receiver. I am a manifester. I am a receiver. I am a manifester. I am a receiver. I am a manifester. I am worthy of all of the things that I want to manifest in this reality. And I am a receiver. I'm a receiver. I'm a receiver. I'm a receiver. I'm a receiver. I am a receiver of everything that I want. Yes. Now, if you haven't gone to iTunes and written me a review, it's time for you to pay the piper. If you haven't gone to YouTube and subscribed to my channel, please subscribe and write a beautiful comment down below, knowing that I send you love, and I'll pray over your comments. So thank you so much for that. I want you to know that each and every day is a brand new day for you to align yourself with the highest and the best version of yourself. That no matter what happened, is not what you did or what happened to you is not an indicator of your value or your worth. If you weren't worthy, you wouldn't be here. So I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I have loved these last 25 to 30 minutes that we've spent together. And I send you so much love and so much gratitude. And I'm so excited for you. You're on such a powerful journey. You are here to co-create with the greatest creator of all time. And I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and you're worthy. And I can't wait to meet you on Zoom. I want to hear your stories. I want to spend time with you. I want to see you at my next class. My next class, by the way, if this is airing before October 30th, if you're listening to this before October 30th of 2022, I have added a couple of more seats to the class because it's my last class of the year. You can put a $50, $100 deposit and pay the rest off. You can go to Michelle J. Lamont and see that. And then you're going to go to Voxer and sign up and meet me there. And then every day for 3 weeks, we're going to talk to each other one-on-one, me and you. You're going to be in a group with other people exactly on the same timeline and in the same journey that you are. People who know that they're worthy of manifesting things into their reality and they're ready to master it with my masterclass. This three-week class is $6.99 and it covers all the metaphysical realities. It covers money and it covers manifesting. This is one of my most powerful classes. And on top of that, it is altered. Well, not altered. It is on top of the modalities. I've broken it down by the life path numbers. Okay. So if you don't know what your life path number is, I want you to go and listen to my episode about life path numbers, but go to numerology.com or tolkienrock.com or something like that and figure out what your life path number. I'm a life path 9. So that means that I'm the ultimate humanitarian and teacher, and that this is my I'm a wizard, and that this is my 9th time here. So that's one of the reasons they say life path 9s generally are more infertile. And that's probably why I never had kids. So that I get to be parents to all of the people who, hundreds of thousands who I'm helping manifest their reality every single day. Whether I'm here or not, this reality is going to be affected and impacted because I created a space for me and you to align with our highest self and to co-collaborate here in the universe. And self-love, manifesting more self-love is the key to a lifelong journey of really collaborating with the universe and really creating things beyond your wildest dreams. And I'm so proud of you. And I know you're worthy. Now, my name is Michelle Juanita Lamont. And producers, it's time for you to cue the music. It's time for us to go out and manifest our reality. So go out there. I'm Michelle Juanita Lamont. You've been listening to Manifesting Miracles, and it's time for you to manifest your